Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Okay, hello. All right, we're doing another episode of My Orgasmic Life. And as a lovely reminder, again, I'm also doing a live while I'm recording this, so that my loyal fans can come and ask me questions and come say hi if they want, as we go along, which is a beautiful new feature. So if you're like, I really, really, really want to be able to come say hi to you, come join my loyal fans page. You can see the link will be in the show notes. Okay, so here's our next topic. Finding pleasure and joy when life sucks. This will be the last of the not sexy conversations. this is kind of sexy, but we should get back into our next couple of episodes should be, I promise, will be all slut, sex, horny, sex related things. I promise. Okay. Cross my heart. Hope to die. Poke a needle in my eye. All right. So what were we talking about? Oh, finding pleasure and joy, even when life sucks. So if you've listened to last week's episode and the week before's episode, you'll have, seen that, I've been going through a lot of stuff health-wise pieces, and life has been not really sexy for me. It's been very pukey for me, which is not sexy. And again, I'm going to remind you, it's not the good kind of puking where it's because there's been a cock, fucking my throat. All right. So it's been hard. Like, life has really been challenging and really been hard and dark and painful and not enjoyable at all. And I've had to work really hard to, how do I find some pleasure in my life? And how do I, because remember, I'm a pleasure seeker. And hello, thanks for coming and saying hi. So life has been hard. And because of that hardness, I'm typically my life looks like a lot of fucking, sucking, spanking, a lot of frolicking, a lot of laughter. My life is usually just one big orgasmic, joyful place to be. And it hasn't been that for months and months and months and months and months and months and months. And so how do I deal? Right? I could be curled up in the fetal position and I can be crying. And I could stay in that place, and I could find no hope in this endless clusterfuck. And, I could be really angry and really grumpy and really sad and really scared and having all of those feelings. But the problem is that doesn't fix anything. That definitely doesn't make it any easier to go through what life is put in my way right now. And it certainly doesn't fix my relationships with people. And it certainly, like, it doesn't make anything better, even though I have all the rights to feel all of those icky feelings and be, having no sleep and being up all night puking and like not being able to eat food and like all that stuff. But why? So I've had to lean in hard and consciously choose where am I going to find joy and where am I going to find pleasure and how do I actually, if I can't find it, how do I create it? And so that's what our conversation is going to be about today, is how do you do that? All right. How do you do that when life is hard and life sucks? And there's, whether it's you got some physical challenges going on, you have some financial challenges going on, you may have some work challenges, relationship challenges, parenting challenges. You may have, there's some, maybe a period of your life that's kind of hard and kind of dark. And how do we handle that? Well, the one thing I've learned over the years is that both from my own personal life experience and as working with, thousands of clients to help them be, pleasure-seeking horn dogs. Right? Who doesn't want to live like that? Has been leaning into a place of joy and pleasure helps to offset the biochemicals in our bodies that are being produced by stress and being in fear and sadness and anger that are being produced in our bodies. And the more we feel those feelings, the more those biochemicals create for us to feel them more and longer. And so we can get sucked in to the vortex of that. And it doesn't fix anything. I'm just going to keep repeating this. It doesn't fix anything. It's important to have your feelings and it's important to release your feelings, but it's important to not stay stuck in whatever feeling that is. And joy and pleasure is a beautiful way to pull us out of that because it does, when we drop into those places, it creates biochemical responses in our body that offset the biochemical responses that are released when we are in some of the more unpleasant feelings of life. So, what was I saying now? Oh, yes. So, how do we do that? Because, you're like, all right, so your life is sucking and you are sad or you are angry or you are afraid or you are just stressed out and you're in major anxiety and you can't see a way out of the, you're overwhelmed and you can't see a way out of anything and you're hopeless. How do you enjoy the sun when you're hopeless? You choose it. I know that really sounds like that's easier said than done, and it is, it's not easy in that moment. It's not. But I can honestly say choosing it and making the choice and doing some of these exercises that I'm going to teach you in a second, is a game changer. It really is a game changer. I wouldn't be able to laugh and find and have light in my life in any way right now if I hadn't been making these choices. Okay. And, this is a dark part of my life at the moment from a physical standpoint, but I've had some very dark parts of my life from an emotional standpoint when because of my trauma as a child. So I know going down dark and deep and being stuck in that hopelessness and how horrible that can be. And there is no, it feels like there's no way out other than ending everything. But there is a way out. And finding the light of joy and pleasure is one of the ways out. Okay? So I'm not just like, oh, and I'm not talking about suppressing our feelings, by the way. I'm talking about it choosing something different in that moment. Oh, and I forgot to hit record. Sorry. If you want to, for all of the people who are watching this live, they're like, why is it just recording starting now? I had a really good talk. So if you want to hear the, if you want to see the video of it, you're gonna have to wait until the episode airs to see the beginning of this. Okay. All right. Make sure I've recorded, I'm recording the other one. Yes, I am. Okay. All right. Whew. So, all right. So things are shitty. All right. Things suck. Things are shitty. What do we do? So the first thing is we have sensory pleasure. There's different kinds of pleasure. Okay. So let's talk about it. We have our sensory pleasure, and then we have our orgasmic pleasure. And we also have our emotional pleasure. Okay, so there's like three different kinds of pleasure. So I would start with sensory pleasure, which is the easiest to achieve. Okay. And if you're like, well, what's sensory pleasure? So sensory pleasure is, visual, using your five senses: touch, sound, taste. So taste, smell, sight, hearing, and touch. Okay. And activating those and learning how to use those is really powerful, because when life really sucks, you need to, that's when you got to drop in back to the basics, back to the basics of being in your body. Even when your body, it sucks to be in your body, being in your body, find some sensory pleasure. All right. So I'll give you a little exercise here. The first of sense, how to activate and awaken your sensory awareness. Okay. So every day you're going to pick one sense, one of the five senses, and you're going to set a couple alarms for that day. There's apps that are like random reminders, which work really well because you just start to know that that's a notification and you start to, turn it off and not do the thing. So random reminders usually works better. The brain's like, I don't want to do this. I'm busy right now. So find a, an app that is a random reminder, or if you don't already have one on your phone, you're going to set a couple alarms. What you're going to do is whatever sense you're going to do, you're only going to spend 5 to 30 seconds in it. So if it's visual, if you're choosing visual sensory that day, what you do is you close your eyes and then you open your eyes, and I want you to find something in the room that you've never noticed before. Could be a shading of the paint, it could be a swirl of the wood, it could be something that you didn't notice before, something that you've never noticed before. So that's your sight. When then you're going to do your hearing. When you do your hearing, what you do is, it's important when you're doing your he it helps if you have your eyes closed. It just helps to it's heighten your other senses when you close your eyes. So close your eyes and listen. And then I want you to listen for something that's further away. And then once you pick something up that's further away, I want you to listen to see if you can find something even further away. Again, you only need to do this for 5 seconds to a minute. All right, anywhere time-wise in there. When it comes to smell, there's two different kinds of smells. There's the light sniffing,
like a little rabbit. And then there's the long drunken smell where you basically, you take a deep breath in. Okay. Those will pick up different scents in the air. So I want you to pick up different scents that you can pick up. You can smell yourself. If you're with other people, make sure you ask them first before you go smelling them. And you can just smell the air. All right. So see what you pick up. And you may pick up unpleasant smells. And so this is a great time to see if you can pick up something pleasurable in the smell. Can you tune down the unpleasant smell and turn up the more pleasant smell? Okay. Taste. Well, it's great if you're doing your taste and you can taste stuff. So, you know, you want to taste it on all of your tongue and you pick up nuances that you've never tasted before. If you don't have anything to taste, then you can taste the air and you can just basically, like a snake, you can stick out your tongue, breathe over your tongue, and you can pick up different tastes and smells, almost different tastes in the air. Okay. Touch, obviously, whatever you're touching. If you're touching yourself, you can feel. If you're touching yourself, you can feel from two different perspectives. You can feel from the perspective of your fingertips, and then you can the perspective of where you're touching on your body. If you're touching, not touching your body, you can just focus on what does that sensation feel like on your fingertips. All right. So those are your five senses. And so putting that in motion, plus if your life is shitty, having you practice engaging in finding the pleasure moments in that, you know, awakening of your senses will help to offset. Okay? That's beautiful. That's one beautiful way to do it. And again, your little alarm goes off, so it doesn't matter. You can find one moment. This is like one moment of pleasure. That's it. That's all you need to break up the, you know, the darkness that you may have been in. Okay, so that's the sensory. We start there. Then, if you're finding pleasure in the sensory and you're like, okay, how do I make this into orgasmic pleasure? Now you just like take it to the next level because orgasmic pleasure is a byproduct of sensory pleasure, right? It's like, okay, I've just dropped into being in the pleasure. I'm fully aware of the pleasure. I'm in the aware of the senses of the pleasure. And I'm just going to build in, build in, build in, build in, build in until our body has a little whoop. A little orgasmic release. Okay, I'm not talking about just specifically going to your genitals. Although that can also be helpful as well as releasing, doing some emotional releasing and great for your biochemical responses in your body and being able to have, you know, the orgasms help to reset your nervous system and help with pain management and help with the biochemical responses in our bodies and our dopamines and serotonin levels and all sorts of beautiful things. So the more orgasms, the better. All right. Now, it's really important that you, so that's the orgasmic pleasure. Then we have our emotional pleasure. And that's, our emotional pleasure is joy and where joy lives and how joy, shows up for us. So the awareness of like, oh, I'm excited about something, or I've found joy in the experience of the sun is out and it's been really, really cloudy and it looks really, really pretty outside. Or the sparkling of sun on, you know, dew. That's also a powerful tool as well, of being like, oh, that's really pretty. Or it's that whole like, life is really beautiful. Where's the beauty in life? How do I find the beauty in this moment in life? Do I, you know, the sun and the dust looks like little fairies and sparkles. All right, how do I find the beauty? Where does the beauty live? And that's the other form of pleasure, is that's the emotional pleasure, right? When my dog, finding the joy of, watching my dog do something really ridiculous and silly, and that brings me joy, which then brings me giggles and brings me laughter. Other forms of joy that we can create is humor. And so, is there a video that you find? So, where do you find those? So, let's go. Where do we find the beauty in life? So, we can find it around us. We can, like I talked about, things in nature. We can find the beauty in something that we watch. So the internet is a great place. There's lots of videos you can find. There's music. Can you find beauty in art? Maybe go to a museum. Go listen to a symphony. Go see a concert. Where in art? Because art is a beautiful representation of joy and beauty. Is there a song that brings joy to you, that makes you want to dance and feel alive? Put some music on. That's a beautiful way of dropping in. Dance a little bit with that music. If you happen to be artistic yourself, maybe it's a great time for you to do some drawing or some painting or pottery or whatever artistic expression that you may do. The joy of cooking. Maybe cooking is something that brings you great joy. The process of cooking, the eating of food, which again brings us back to our sensory joy, and pleasure. So, where does joy live for you? Maybe doing some coloring is a great way to bring joy. It feels like you've accomplished something. You're creating something. It's beautiful. You're using colors. Maybe just going for a walk, sitting in nature, sitting by a river, listening to the birds sing. Where does joy live for you? You need to consciously choose to find joy when life really is dark and when life really sucks. So you may need to schedule it. Right? First, the idea when you are in a dark place, the idea of choosing joy is like, it feels like it's something, and pleasure seems like it's something that is so impossible to do. Like, there's no fucking way. No fucking way. I hate life. There's no fucking way I'm gonna find, watching a hummingbird's gonna bring me fucking joy. Empress, go fuck yourself. Gaia, go fuck yourself. That's fair, right? I'm telling, I get it. I understand. I feel, right? I have a rubber chicken here. Actually, let's show you. This is my, oh my God, I hate my life, but then I'm gonna squeeze this rubber chicken and it's gonna make me laugh. I have a couple different rubber chickens in my house. I have the debaucherous rubber chicken that's done naughty things in the dungeon. And this is my virginal. This is the one that's just for joy and hasn't had any debaucherous, hasn't been put anywhere sexual. This is my non-sexual rubber chicken. All I'm gonna squeeze them. Ready? So, no matter how dark things get, this chicken always makes me laugh. All right. So sometimes, some days, I have my rubber chicken, my support rubber chicken, my emotional support rubber chicken, and it gets squeezed a lot. Other times, I don't need him as much. All right. So in the beginning, you're going, because this is not a practice, this is a practice that I have been doing and mastering for years. Okay. So I know when I'm in a dark place that I can drop into choosing to find pleasure and joy. Even this morning, I was puking my brains out all morning long. And then I had a shower when I realized, oh shit, I'm going into surgery and I don't have any podcasts for you guys. I'm going to have to rally up and record some podcasts so that you guys have something to listen to while I'm off recovering. And I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to come out of this place of I haven't slept, I'm puking, I have cramps, life sucks. How this dark place this morning, how am I going to get show up for you guys? How am I going to find the joy in life so that I can, be on camera and be joyful? Because no one wants to listen to miserable me. And so I was like, okay, I have to find joy. How am I going to do it? I'm like, okay, we're going to drop into the sensory of the water. So I'm in the shower this morning and I'm like, all right, that water feels lovely. Where does it feel lovely? It feels lovely on my skin and on my neck. And oh, the temperature is really lovely. And the smell of my soap smells really good. And that feels nice. And okay, great. Now I have to wash my hoo-ha, aka pussy, aka vagina, and my vulva. So, all right, now let's take this. I can just wash it because I have to, or I can wash it with a little bit of like some joy and some pleasure. Let's find some pleasure. Let's slow it down a little bit. Oh, that feels nice. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that feels really lovely. I didn't orgasm. I didn't go all in. All right. But I was able to be like, oh, that feels nice. And oh, I really love that. And oh, that's nice. And then I lathered my soap up and I put it on my body. And as I didn't just like quickly wash myself, I like slowed it down and I felt the suds and I felt the slipperiness between my fingers and on my skin. And then I washed it off and I was like, that feels really nice. And so I was able to do, so I did, so I had a sensory pleasurable shower. After I got out of the shower, I was like, okay, now we're ready. Now we can sit in a place of joy to do this podcast, to record these podcasts, because this is my third podcast this morning that I've recorded for you guys. And I've been able to really be here and be present and talking about things that are not very pleasurable to talk about, but yet really show up for you guys because I pulled out of the hopelessness and the darkness. And this life fucking sucks. And I did it. I did it this morning with choosing pleasure. Without that pleasure choice, these podcasts would have sucked. There would have been no laughing. There'd be no inappropriate jokes. And you would not have probably listened. All right. So I know it works. I know it's really hard. I know it's hard. And every part of you might be like, fuck you, Gaia, I can't do it. And I'm here to say, it's okay that you're like, fuck you, Gaia, I can't do it. But I'm here to say, you can do it. Even though it may feel like you can't, you can. I know you can. And we may need to do some practice, and you may need to, do some reminders. And you may, in the beginning, be like, this is stupid. And that's okay. Right? We might need to practice to find what works for you. It might be humor is the easiest place for you to start with. So find some. Start going and finding some videos that basically every time you see those videos, you laugh hysterically. All your body needs to change the neuro, the biochemicals in your body is to laugh for a minute. That's it. It's all it needs. No matter how angry, how sad, how scared you are, your body only needs you to laugh for a minute to change the chemicals in your body. That's it. That's all it needs. All right. And it may change, and it may not la that change may not last very long, and that's okay. You just do it again. Might have to do a lot. Okay, so let's start. All right, you may want to start with humor. Also, do your sensory awakening, because that's good for not just to help us breathe out of find the joy and pleasure when life sucks. It also will help us to become more orgasmic when life isn't so sucky. When you are through whatever you're going through, and on the other side, that's a really powerful skill. It'll help you become more aware of your body, more orgasmic, more able to increase your sexual arousal response. There's all sorts of beautiful benefits of that. So stepping into sensory awakening exercises will have long-term effects in many, many ways. So set your alarm. All right. Do your sensory awakening. Do three of them a day. All right, that's it. Then I would recommend you set one alarm a day to find joy. Whatever that looks like. Whether that's you go masturbate, whether you go laugh at some videos or watch a funny TV show, whether that's you find beauty and you go make some art, or you go and you go for a walk in nature, or you do something that your job is to go seek out joy and beauty. Somewhere in there, it's an alarm that you're going to set 5 minutes, 5 minutes of joy. Once that starts to become normalized for you, then this beautiful thing happens. You're naturally wanting to start to seek it out. When you've been sitting in the shittiness of life for way too long, you're like, wait, I don't want this anymore. I'm going to go find something that's nice. I want some joy. I want some pleasure. I'm just going to, nicely touch. Right now, life sucks right now. I'm just going to touch myself. Go get an emotional support chicken. Whatever you need to do. All right. To bring in the joy. All right. Now, if you need support and you need help, by the time this airs, I should be already halfway through my recovery. So I'll be ready to help you. Okay. So reach out at that point. And we can get you sorted out and helping you find joy and pleasure. And the more joy and pleasure you find in life sucking, the less life sucks. And the more you find joy and pleasure, the less life sucks, the more you can make changes so that your life doesn't suck anymore. All right? To make the changes, whatever those changes may be, lifestyle changes, relationship changes, work changes, how you live your life, medical changes, whatever changes that need to happen to help you so that life doesn't suck. But before we can get there, we need to, sometimes life just sucks and we need to just survive life sucking. So, how do we survive life sucking so that we can have some hope and move out of hopelessness? All right. Till next time, stay curious. As always, you can find me at guymorissette.com for the gateway to all things me. And if you want to be part of the live, where you can ask me questions, like, does anybody, have any questions about anything that I just talked about? If you've been on the live, you could have asked them. All right. You can find that at Loyal Fans. Not only that, you can find all sorts of all my slutty, sexy side. Oh, I miss her. Soon, soon, she'll come out to play all the time. All right. Bye. Mwah.
Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.